You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's time for commentator Archie MacDonald, who joins us each Friday morning at 7:35. Today, he pens a commentary about Independence Day.
Hot as the 4th of July is a familiar expression that can refer to the weather or anything else where temperature is concerned. We know that July is always hot, so why pick on the 4th, since the month contains 30 other days with the potential for high thermostat readings? And why did the late George M. Cohan, the Yankee Doodle Dandy, sing of being born on the 4th of July, as if this conferred speciality? July 4th is the focus of the summer season in the United States, but that is not the answer to either question. July 4th holds the attention of Americans because, and does anyone not know this, on this date, the Second Continental Congress, meeting in Philadelphia, approved a document that proclaimed the end of colonialism for 13 American states and the beginning of their independence. It is our special day, as Mexico cherishes Cinco de Mayo and the French revere Bastille Day. For a decade or so, I participated in the annual advanced placement reading for high school seniors who had taken college-level U.S. history courses, followed by an examination to see if they could receive college credit. One year, a question dealt with civil rights. What I observed in many of the scholars' answers, and elsewhere over the years, was a confusion between the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Many of the respondents wrote of the Declaration as if it actually founded the United States and recognized those rights we find articulated or implied in the Constitution, which was not adopted until 1789. This confusion is understandable because the Declaration of Independence amounted to a statement of principles held dear by generations of Americans, and it proved troublesome for that very reason. It speaks of inalienable rights and boldly proclaims, quote, all men, read people here, are created equal. It was a promise not always fulfilled by the government created by the Constitution or by the society it governed. July 4th is the day we remember the promise, when we celebrate our freedom and recall the sacrifices of those who proclaimed it 225 years ago. We do that with parades, speeches, flying the flag, fireworks, and being Americans, food, watermelon, hot dogs, ice cream. One of the highlights for me is the televised concert of Boston Pops, followed by the most spectacular fireworks show imaginable. However you observe the day next Monday, do so safely. And remember that the focus is on the promise of freedom, especially the freedom of our political beliefs, and all that implies in every other sphere of life.
Commentator Archie MacDonald joins us each Friday morning at 7:35. He's a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the university. You can find his commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Just click on the program guide at the top of the page. Contributions from listeners make this and all programs here possible. We also receive support from Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.